Hi. Is this seat taken? Mind if I join you? Cool. Thanks. Yeah, this place is packed. I lost my booth to an old couple, but I don't mind. They were really sweet. Almost really gurg. What? I said, almost made me sad. You and I both know what I really said. I see you got a slice of the cake of the day. Is it any good? Well, if it's that damned good, then I guess I'm ordering one too. Hey, Jesse. Can I have today's special? Yeah, and my usual drink, please. Thanks. Thanks for the recommendation. I rarely get to come here, so I'm not really familiar with the food, but I do like the coffee. No, I'm not from here. But I know Jesse. Owes me a favor from back when he was just starting this place. What? No. I'm not a loan shark. Why would you think that? I got a certain vibe. Well, my apologies. I'm no loan shark. Just your everyday run-of-the-mill demon. I beg your pardon? They are not the same thing. No, they definitely aren't. Well, for one thing, loan sharks wish they could dress as well as I do. No one pulls off an Armani this late into the afternoon as we demons do. And for another, demons never leave a mess when we collect. Oh, it just means what it's supposed to mean. Oh, thanks, Jesse. This looks great. Say hi to Charlie for me. Charlie is his one-eyed cat. Likes to stay in the kitchen most of the time. Oh, wow. Now that's one mean coffee. Hasn't changed one bit since Jesse opened. Oh, wow. This cake, however, is just delicious. So decadent. You mortals always come up with the yummiest treats. No wonder Gluttony loves hanging out here. I'm serious. Whenever I turn my back, she's back up here trying out a new bistro or whatever. Yes, Gluttony is a real demon. We call her Tony now. She has this whole thing about names and how we need to get with the times. Mine? You don't need to know it. No, I'm not telling. And yes, one of the reasons is because it's awful. Why are you always this full of questions? Naturally curious, huh? Well, I get that. Man, this cake is really good. What's this called again? Devil's food cake, huh? Quite fitting. Anyway, my little chipmunk, I have a little confession to make. I didn't happen upon you by accident. I knew you were going to be here today at precisely this time. No, calm down. I'm not the angel of death. That's my other sister. We rarely ever see each other. She's been so busy lately that she... Oh, yeah. Sorry. Not the point. Look. I know all about you. And I mean everything about you. Including her. I know what you're going through. And I know what you put up with because of them. I also know you want out because of the shit they put you through almost every day, but you don't know where to turn to or who to tell. They tear you down, leaving you to pick up the pieces after, and yet somehow you keep holding on and hoping they'd turn around and change. Mortals. There's no changing her. They're just too far gone. Too blinded by their own hubris to see. Too intoxicated by the power they hold over you to even consider your feelings. You deserve better. Yes, believe me, you do. I may be a demon, but I am not blinded to the goodness in you, or the selflessness or genuine care you have for people around you. No, don't say that. You are not a nobody. Trust me, it takes more than a nobody to get my attention. And I may be stepping over angel territory right now, but I can't stand it anymore. The world is just tainted with people like her. And I worry. Generally worry that soon their poison will seep into you. And hell is already crammed with people like her. My buddies and I are starting to run out of ideas to punish them, you know. And don't get me started on, like the idea of Tartarus sitting there, like having to try and reach for fruit but can't. Besides, the angels are too damned slow to take any action right away. All the paperwork they gotta file before the miracles and all that. Oh, trust me, I'm serious. The angels want to dispense all that good stuff, but it takes time for the paperwork to fall through. It's insanely amusing. Luckily, I am not bound by such red tape. Therefore, in exchange for the delicious dessert recommendation and your company, I'll give you a personal gift. My personal calling card. Well, actually, it's more of a summoning circle, really. I'm going to show you how to make it, so that when you finally decide that enough is enough, just call me and I will be there to, send them on a little trip. Wow, yeah, that did kind of sound loan sharkish. Ugh, ew. But kidding aside, the offer still stands. What do you say, Chipmunk? A little something to hang on to for a stormy day? Nope, nothing else to exchange. Just draw the thingamajig and I'll show up. What? No, not in blood, animal or human. Ew, no blood at all. Jeez, that stuff is so Hollywood. I'm not joking, Chipmunk. You can draw it with crayons for all I care. So, what do you say? Want me to give you a hellish art lesson? I know you're tired of them. The wrath building up inside you is so strong. When that overpowers you, there's no turning back. And cute as you are, for a mortal, I really don't want you to end up in, my hometown. Come on! One little circle and a few lines, then poof, you're free from the taunts and tortures, and the object of your pain is gone. Erased from the world with no one remembering they even existed. There we go. Alright, grab a pen. Let's get started.